Hi, I'm Fran Lane Lawrence, and I am the co-director of Interfaith Action Southwest. I'm so blessed to be asking you to join me in prayer on this National Day of Prayer. Let us each go to God. Holy One, creator of the universe, maker of all we know and all we do not know, we lift our voices to you with open hearts and open minds as we pray for our nation and all your beloved in every place. We give you thanks and praise for the names by which we know you: Allah, Yahweh, the Infinite, Waheguru, Adonai, and by names for you that we are yet to know. Give us wisdom to know you by whatever name you reveal yourself to us. Hear our prayer. We are blessed beyond measure to come into your presence, for we know you are the one who gathers and unifies us. We lift up our nation to you and pray that you give each of us the courage to name what is unjust, and by our actions bring your justice. We pray for the common good of all your beloved in this nation. Enable us to work together to end all forms of oppression. Show us, God, how to care for all of creation so that our air and soil do not become further polluted, and that the negative impact we are having on our climate is stayed. We pray for those who come to our nation seeking safety and simply to live. Let us reach out to them in love, welcoming them as you would have us do. We place in your care those living in poverty, those who will not eat today as we eat our fill, those who do not live with a roof over their heads, that we may shelter them, those who do not have the money to buy even the basic necessities. Let us share what we have been given so that all will have what they need. God, we pray that you hear the cries of those whose lives are torn by violence. Violence from guns, violence from partners, from war, and instill in us the courage to confront violence with love. Make us brave so that we do not look away, but work together to create a safe place for us all in this nation and indeed our world. Finally, awesome Creator, help us to assure fairness for all as we choose leaders for this nation. Give us the skills to assure the rights of all people who dwell in this nation. Give us wisdom to choose good leaders, helping us work so that all have a say in who those leaders should be. Holy God, we pray, show us the way to realize the fullness with which you have called us into being. We humbly pray this together.
Bismillah
Amen.
ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. To you, O dear God, we pray, whose knowledge and power encompass all things, and whose mercy embraces all things. We pray for our country, that it becomes and continues to be a beacon of freedom for all, a land of justice and peace for all, migrants and residents all alike. We give thanks for the diversity in our country, and pray that such diversity continues to strengthen and unite us. As you have said, dear God, you aid those who migrate and strive in your path. We pray to you, aid those who migrate and strive in your path. And as the Quran also says, 49:13, God created humanity from one couple, male and female, and made you peoples and communities so that you might come to know each other and to know one another. As we know and discover who we are, we pray that our historic status as a land of immigrants continues, and that we welcome lawfully all migrants as they are, and we are a key to our future greatness and prosperity. In God's name, this we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this National Day of Prayer. I'm Tatiana Reynosa, a board member with Interfaith Action. And I'll be leading us off in one of these prayers. Dios de toda la gente, Dios de todas las naciones, God of all people, God of all nations, we pray for our nation that it will continue to be a beacon of democracy, both in our land and around the world. We pray that justice and human rights will guide our nation's path, both internally and globally. We pray that the common good of the delightfully diverse residents of our land will be our nation's bedrock commitment. We pray that we will be a people and a nation of peace. En el nombre del Dios de paz, in the name of the God of peace. Amen.
Brocha adya Eloheinu Ruach Haolam, Asher Kitchanu Bimitzvodecha, Vitzivanu Lidorf Zedek, Ulichabed Kol Nefesh Veshatafat. You are blessed, O God, Spirit of the world, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to pursue justice and honor all people and connections. Lord God, ruler of the universe, you who show compassion and bring justice to all people, we pray that we will be agents of your compassion and inclusion in our communities and in our country. Strengthen us to tear down barriers and build bridges that unite all people into one community of common good. When others advance exclusion based on gender, sexual orientation, religion, race, or national origin, let us promote and celebrate inclusive diversity. We pray for our nation that our elected leaders will abandon messages of hate, violence, and division. We pray that our leaders will speak and act in ways that heal divides and that affirm the dignity and shared rights of all people. Heal our nation, unite us in a spirit of common good. Amen.
Greetings in the name of love. I am Reverend Calandra Nevenzel, Southwest Association Minister of the Michigan Conference, United Church of Christ, and pastor at Zion UCC in Baroda, Michigan. Let us pray together on this National Day of Prayer. God of all the nations, help us to remember that we are citizens and servant leaders, first and foremost of the way of you, our Creator, which includes and indeed makes us citizens of your whole world. Help us to love our country, our community, our places of worship, our family and friends. We give thanks to you for all of these gifts and blessings. We remember too that you, our Creator, made all of creation, all of nature, all nations, all animals, and all people. And so help us, O God, to also critique these entities and their leaders out of love. Help us to strive for wholeness and unity and peace. Help us to ask for better from them just as we work daily on bettering ourselves. Help us to be more like Jesus and to seek for our family, our church, our community, our country, and the entire world to be more like the Holy Scriptures teach us it should be like. More love, more equality, more peace, more liberty and justice for all, truly all. May it be so. Amen.
Dear Lord, we pray for all souls in this creation on this National Day of Prayer. Remembering you, O Lord, we pray for your blessings and love for all mankind. May our lives be filled with love, and we, the people of this world, people from different backgrounds, the people of different faiths, races, and colors, may love one another and walk together in harmony, honoring the sacredness in every soul. Bless our nation with peace, compassion, equality, and justice for all. Waheguru, you are my father, you are my mother. You are my friend, you are my sibling. You are my savior everywhere. Why should I feel any fear and anxiety? By your grace, I recognize you. You are my shelter, you are my honor. Without you, there's no other. The entire universe is your arena of your play. If you have created all beings and creatures, as it pleases you, you assign tasks to one and all. In remembrance, I find great peace, and singing your glory, my mind is pacified. Through the Master, our being is filled with love and joy, and we can win over any conflicts and challenges in our lives. Nanak, with your name comes optimism and joy, and with your blessings, peace for everyone.
Every year, Interfaith Action Southwest Michigan recognizes a national, state, or regional leader with the Common Good Award. The candidates are evaluated according to the following criteria. They must be a Michigan resident and demonstrated national, statewide, or regional leadership resulting in policy change or policy development, with particular attention to the most vulnerable or excluded populations. They must be competent in a particular area, such as health, violence reduction, discrimination, and justice. Past recipients have included Senator Stephanie Chang, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and most recently, Senator Mallory McMurro. This year, we considered several candidates from around the state. It was a particularly good year in terms of policy achievements in our legislature. But we quickly recognized someone close to home here in Southwest Michigan, Representative Joey Andrews. Representative Andrews was elected in 2022, the first Democrat in a district anyone can remember for a very, very long time. He quickly established himself as a leader in key areas, such as civil rights, particularly worker rights, gun safety and harm reduction, and housing availability. So congratulations, Representative Andrews, on being chosen as this year's recipient of the Common Good Award.
Thank you.
We have just a few questions we'd like to ask to get to know you a little bit better and make sure our audience understands why you were chosen as the recipient. Tell us, how do you see your role in promoting the common good in Michigan and in the larger communities?
Yeah, so I always tell everybody that one of the kind of unique things that comes with this role is the convening power. You know, when your representative or your senator wants to meet with you, you know, generally people say yes. And so we have, you know, kind of this broad ability to bring different people together and have these conversations and, you know, sort of effectuate those sorts of changes that it's difficult, I think, otherwise to do. And so I try to put that to use as best I can to, you know, constantly bring people together, have important conversations, whether it's legislative or, you know, local constituency issues, that sort of thing, and, you know, sort of use the platform that we're given as a way to promote justice and, you know, bring resolution.
Okay. Thank you. And we've noticed that you convene quite often throughout the district and even statewide with your service on the state energy panel. So we thank you for that. Tell us a little bit about what you think have been the most important accomplishments in the Michigan legislature where you've played a leadership role, things you're most proud of, or that you think best demonstrate your values and your vision for this day?
Yeah, it was a very active year last year, lots to be proud of. I think, you know, some of the civil rights votes that we took last year, you know, repealing the abortion ban, the Reproductive Health Act, and expanding Elliot Larson to protect LGBTQ citizens were definitely high priorities and, you know, things we're really proud of. I think probably the vote that really sticks out in my mind the most was the right to work repeal. You know, my family, you know, basically exists here the way it does because of union membership, strong unions, and protecting workers' rights and giving people the ability to have, you know, advocacy in the workplace, better wages and benefits, that sort of thing is incredibly important to me. And I always feel like the path to justice for almost everybody runs through, that sort of economic fairness and having a fair shot. And I think, you know, that vote was a real step forward for us as a state, rejecting that policy and strengthening the ability of workers to, you know, advocate for themselves.
Sure. And with the repeal of right to work, can you tell us a little bit about what impact that has, how that increases the power of the working person?
Yeah, so effectively, with right to work in place, a worker could opt out of, joining their union that was bargaining on their behalf. And so what I always kind of liken it to is if you go to a pizza party and everybody agrees they're going to throw in $5 for the pizza, and you eat the pizza and you don't throw in, then you weaken the ability of the pizza party to, to buy more pizza, right? And so I think that's sort of the analogy I use, because what effectively happened is it weakened the ability of unions to provide benefits for the members and to bargain on their behalf. And so by repealing this law, what we've done is we've given the unions more power at the bargaining table. So it's a way to get better wages, better benefits, that sort of thing.
I'd like to turn your attention to just something a little bit more personal. You had a very interesting and dramatic start to your term in the legislature. Would you tell us a little bit about that? Because I understand it involved another happy event in your life.
Yeah, so only a couple of days after we started the legislative session last year, my daughter was born. And so the day that she was born, we planned for it. We had an induced labor, and told our leadership that I was going to be gone for a few days. And they said, no problem. You know, we're not going to take any controversial votes. We've got to open the budget, and that's about it. Usually a unanimous vote. But on that day, when I didn't check in on the board because I was at the hospital, because my daughter had just been born, instead, the Republicans in the legislature decided to uniformly vote no on the opening of the budget procedure. So essentially, if I didn't make the drive up, we weren't going to be able to open the budget. The next day was the governor's State of the State address, and basically an attempt to cause a lot of drama right after the Democrats had taken this Democratic trifecta. So I had to get a ride up to Lansing from a friend about 4 hours or so after my daughter was born, in order to take.
Didn't get a lot of sleep that night, I imagine.
Oh no, I was about it. If you look at the video of me walking onto the floor, I look like a zombie. I mean, I was a dead man walking. It was a long night. My daughter was born at about 8 a.m. So you can imagine it was a full morning of labor, and so it was a pretty crazy start to the legislative session, and it's an unfortunate circumstance, but
I hope your mother and your daughter will, your wife and your daughter will understand this.
You know, the one thing that came of it is they both, my wife and my daughter, got a nice shout out from the governor in the State of the State speech. So, some maybe small consolation. And I always said my daughter will have one of the best icebreakers in her class growing up whenever they ask about a fun fact about her.
So you come from a Catholic school upbringing, as I understand it, here in St. Joe. Can you tell us a little bit about how your background has shaped your values and what you are trying to accomplish for the people of the state of Michigan?
Yeah, so I grew up in a pretty strong German Catholic family. Both my grandparents were German immigrants from Bavaria, so the Catholic upbringing was, a pretty integral part of both my and my sister's childhood. We went to Catholic schools, like you said, and What really I think has always stuck with me from that upbringing and those teachings was the kind of core justice, you know, to that exists within those teachings. You know, remembering the, you know, it's harder for a camel to enter the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The flipping of the money changers' tables in the church. And I always said that liberation theology was, I think, the piece that really resonated with me, and what's always stuck with me going forward is remembering that, you know, the figure of Jesus was sort of this radical political figure of the day who was, you know, sort of leading people to, in his own way, rebel against an unfair social order that was not taking care of, you know, the least of us in their society. And that sort of radical change of, we need to, you know, have a society built around taking care of the poor and the needy and the sick, and not one that just sort of benefits elites.
So those values, Representative Andrews, have been demonstrated in the legislation that you've sponsored, that you've co-sponsored, that you've certainly voted for and support. So we thank you for your service, and congratulations again on receiving the award.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an honor. You.